You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to this Thank You, Jesus, this hour of prayer. I am Pastor Mika, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. You are called the Lord. Jesus has led you to this moment. He has invited you to this space, to this time for himself. Amen. Hallelujah. And it just speaks to that the plan that he has. It speaks to how he is moving in your life, how he is moving even when we don't sense him, even when we are not picking it up, even when we're not feeling it, even when it feels like the opposite. Oh, even when it feels like maybe we have been forsaken, even when it feels like maybe we've been forgotten, even when it feels like things are getting worse. Hallelujah. God is letting us know on this blessed day and in this blessed moment that he is in the midst. Hallelujah. And so we are praying and we are praising and we are looking to him and we are drawing closer to him and we are drawing near to him. And my prayer for us in this moment is that our hunger for him will increase, and that our thirst for him will increase, and that our passion for him will get hotter. Oh, yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, here we are. Here we are to celebrate you, oh God. Here we are, oh God, to praise your name. Here we are, oh God, to lift you up. Here we are, oh God, to exalt you. Here we are, oh God, to declare, Resaya, that you are our Lord and you are our Savior. To declare that you are our King of Kings. Yes, to declare that you are our Lord of Lords, and we submit to you, and we worship you, and we praise you, and we're looking to you. Oh, hallelujah. You are our Prince of Peace. You are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are our Jehovah Nissi, our banner, fighting on our behalf, fighting, hallelujah. You are our Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And there is not a disease, not an infirmity, not resacando, an affliction that the blood of Jesus cannot handle. You are our life. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know that you, Jesus, are the way, the truth, and the life. You are our way, and you are our truth, and you are our life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Abide abide with us as we abide in you. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. You are our comforter. We thank you for comforting us, Lord Jesus. You are our advocate. Oh, hallelujah. We give you the highest praise right now. We say hallelujah. Rebasitia. We speak hallelujah. We speak hallelujah. We command our souls to bless you. Hallelujah. Rebo ti atabasanda. Yes, Lord God. We command our souls to bless you. Oh, yes. So we take our eyes off of what we see. We take our ears off of what we are hearing outside of you. Oh, God, we take our feelings and we set them in the midst of your presence. We thank you that you abide and that you inhabit the praises of your people. And we are your people. Hallelujah. And you are our God. And we shall have no other gods. Hallelujah. Before you. Yes, God. Resakanda rabosia. Yes, omniscient one. All-knowing one, yes, omnipotent one, yes, Yahweh, Yeshua HaMashiach, we praise you. You, God, are our instruction. Yes, God. You, Lord God, Resatabogodia. Hallelujah. We just take this moment in time to be watered. Yes, hallelujah. To be watered by the Spirit of the Lord. To be nourished by the Spirit of the Lord. Hydrate us, O God. Oh, replenish us, O God. Rebokondia basandaraya. Nourish us, O God. Rebasaya. Oh, comfort us, O God. Hallelujah. Saturate us, Holy Spirit. Envelop us, Holy Spirit. Ah, here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you're our God. Hallelujah. You're altogether lovely. Yes, Lord, you are lovely. You are lovely. You are lovely and unchanging lovely. When things are not looking lovely in our life, you are lovely. You are the lovely that can come in and overshadow, hallelujah, the unlovely in our life. You are the lovely, hallelujah, that is able, hallelujah, to consume the unlovable in our life, the unlovely in our life, the unlovely that's within us. Oh, Jesus, consume, lovely God. Consume the unlovely within us. Consume the unlovely in our minds. Consume the unlovely in our hearts. Consume the unlovely, hallelujah, in our souls. Lord God, oh lovely God, you are the lovely God. Lovely God, rebayandaya, consume, hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, the unlovely of our flesh, that we bring our flesh under subjection, hallelujah, and into obedience to you, God, yes, and that we're taking every thought captive and bringing it into the obedience of Christ, and yes, God, that we are pulling down the strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that's exalting itself against you, hallelujah. We need your lovely. We need the lovely instructions on how to move forward. Oh, God, give us the lovely resaya way of doing, the lovely way of forgiving, the lovely way, hallelujah, of letting go, the lovely way, oh, God, rebakandaraya, of strategy. We need the lovely strategy of heaven. Ah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Rebayandarabo siki andaraya. Lovely God. Lovely God, you are. Loving God, you are. Love on us today. Love us back to life and life more abundantly. Love us, oh God, until we're able to love the way you love. Love us to be more loving. Hallelujah, God. Give us your love, Jesus. Give us your love. Your love that'll cause us to forgive. Your love. Your love, oh God, your love that heals. Ah, hallelujah. Love on us, oh God. A love that bringeth forth healing. A love that sets the bound, hallelujah, in the captive free. The oppressed, ah, hallelujah, lifted. A love that sends and breathes on us encouragement. Oh Lord, you are a lovely God. Love on us. We want you to love on us. Oh God, we need you to show us how to love. Here we go. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The first commandment. Yes, God. The first commandment is that we love the Lord God with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind and all of our strength. That we love the Lord God with all of our heart. Oh God, what is ailing our heart? Oh God, what, oh God, is corrupting our heart? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May you, oh God, may you, God, may you, Lord, be our first love. May you, God, yes, Lord. May you, Lord, love us. Kaya bo soto robokorosaya. May you, Lord, love on us in such a way that will heal trauma and heal karabasandaya issues of our heart. Lord God, love us on such a way that'll deliver us from trust issues. Lord God, love on us in such a way that will deliver us from trauma issues. Love on us in such a way, oh God, that'll destroy trauma bonds. Lord God, love us in such a way. Hallelujah. Love us, O God, in such a way, yeto bokorosaya, rebayanda rabosondia. Love us, O God, into a mind renewal. Love us, O God. Teach us how to love you, O God. And as you're teaching us how to love you, O God, we receive the new love. We receive, O lovely God, your love that whispers your truth. Your love that whispers ability. Your love that whispers we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Your love, hallelujah, that breathes on us, hallelujah, and revives us and renews us and restores us and re-energizes us and replenishes us and resurrects us. Oh God, breathe your lovely breath on us to life and life more abundantly. Love the Lord God with all of our heart and all of our soul. Oh God, love us until our soul is restored. Love us, oh God, and preserve our soul. Oh, Jesus. Love us, oh God, until we are commanding our souls to bless you, commanding our souls in spite of what we feel, in spite of the situation, in spite of the condition, in spite of resakanda obosondidibigiaya, the predicament, in spite of, I am commanding my soul to love you because of this place of love that I'm in, the place of love that I'm in with you, oh God. Yes, maybe some of us haven't had good experiences of love on this earth, but from between human and human. God, some of us have been disappointed and rejected and disrespected and let down and abused and forsaken and abandoned by people. But God, I pray that you will love us, hallelujah, that you will love us, hallelujah, in those voided places. Love us, oh God, in those empty places. Love us in those vacant places. That we're not filling those vacant places and those empty places and those voided places with substances and with false idols and with relationships that equal trauma bonds. Resa yabo gondiara basanda. Ungodly ships. Oh, erebo soya. And that we're not settling, amen, and leading from out of those vacant places and voided places and empty places and hurting places. God, I pray that you will fill us up. Love us in those places. Love us back to health, God. Love us to wholeness, Lord Jesus. Woo! Yes, God. Love us, oh God. Love us to the scales fall off our eyes, oh God. Love us till we are being led and dictated and influenced by your love and nothing less than. Love us, oh God. Ah, Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. Love on us. Love on your people, oh God. Love on us until obedience is the only option. Love on us until obeying your word and walking by faith is my only option. It's my desire. It is our desire, oh God. Love us, oh God. Love us, oh God. Who else can restore our soul? We're running to this thing and this one and that one and thinking that we have the answer. But can I restore my own soul? Absolutely not. So if I cannot restore my soul, if we are unable to restore our soul, why would I run to? Why are we running to anything other than God Almighty, Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Lovely God. Love us. Love us into a place of really knowing and understanding and being one with the first and greatest commandment of loving you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. I'm going to use the strength. Let us use the strength that we have to love on God and see him be our strength and see him in our place of weakness rise up with a supernatural strength and see his grace in that place. Oh, no more am I speaking. I'm out of a place of being weak or exhausted or yeta yandara yara basandara ya lacking. When I'm speaking out of the place of loving you, I'm speaking out of the place of your grace. Let us speak out of the place of God's strength. Love on us, Holy Spirit. Love on us, Holy Spirit. Love on us, Holy Spirit. Love on us, O God. Love on us, hallelujah. Love on us, hallelujah. Love on us. May we be still to receive the love. May we slow down to receive your love. Ah, yes, God. Ah, Lord. Rebo soto yo boko dia. Love us, O God. Love us, O God. Love us, O God. Love on your people, O God. Love on us in this day and in this time and this year, or maybe in this season that we don't have someone to love on us in the natural, and maybe the ones that we want to love on us, hallelujah, is not near. And maybe, hallelujah, some of the ones that we're expecting to love on and be in that place of love, maybe you even just held it back for a little, hallelujah, so that we can draw near and you be our number one love. Oh, Lord, I thank you how you are loving on us, loving on us into breakthrough, loving on us, hallelujah, reba sandaraya, in such a way that we find ourselves advancing in our purpose and advancing in our careers. And we find ourselves experiencing the good news of your outstretched hand blessing us and setting us free from emotional captivities and mental captivity and financial captivity of oppression, hallelujah, and physical captivity, that you are loving on us that set me free and gave me mobility. I thank you, oh God, for how you're loving on us and causing us to mobilize, hallelujah, where we've been stagnant and stuck and even looking to the past. I thank you that you are loving on us in such a way that has us moving forward and looking forward and no longer looking back and no longer recalling, hallelujah, the things that doesn't bear good fruit. Holy Spirit, love on us, oh God. Love on the homes that's represented here in this time. Love on, hallelujah, Rebo Sokotoya. Love on us. The Bible lets us know that you are near the brokenhearted. I thank you. Love on the brokenhearted and mending and healing the broken hearts. Yes, God. Love on in that place of loss. Love on us, oh God, in the place of little. Love on us, oh God. Yes, God. That we're experiencing your love in tangible ways. Love on us, oh God, that poureth out wisdom. I see God's love in such a way that he gives us wisdom generously. That's love. That's love. Ah, yes, God. Love us, oh God, that giveth us wisdom generously. Love on us, oh God, that bring us out of that confused place, that foggy place, oh God. Love on us, oh God, that we have clarity. Love on us, oh God. Oh, okay, God. Okay, God. Love on us that causes scales to fall off of our eyes. The Holy Spirit just let me, gave me this revelation that it was Jesus' love and grace and mercy for Saul on the road of Damascus. That is Jesus loving on Saul, loving him into righteousness, loving him into holiness. Ooh, here we go. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Love us into holiness. Oh, my God. Oh, my Father. Reba sa tabagodo reba saya. Hallelujah. Robokorosi ya rabasaya taraboso tororukurosatria. Love on us to holiness. Hallelujah. Love on us, O God, in such a way to live holy lives, sacrificial lives, taking up our cross, denying ourselves, taking up our cross and following you lives. Apostle Paul, he teaches. Even in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we see him teaching the brothers and saints of Christ to live in a way that pleases God. Ah! My God. Yes, Lord. That is you loving on us. God loves us. Yes, here we go. God love us to please you. May our first love and desire be to please you. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 that it without faith is impossible to please God. Walking by faith is us trusting God with all of our heart. And leaning not on our own understanding. That's you loving us. Love us to trust you with all of our heart, oh God. Ah, Jesus, it pleases you that we are ever so dependent to trust you with all of our heart. Oh, God, help us. Help us, Lord. Love us. Love us. Listen, look, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, it says, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Love us, oh God, that we are a sweet smelling savor. Love us, oh God, to the even that means chastising. You chastise the ones that you love. You correct the ones that you love. Correct us, O God, into life and life more abundantly. Correct us, O God, from the fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness. Correct us and clean us, O God, and love us from the filthiness and the foolish talking, O God. Love us, oh God, and free us from our idolatrous and money, whoremonging ways. I don't know why, but that's just what, like, that's the words that came to me. Love us, oh God. Love us, oh God, and free us from our disobedient ways. Love us, oh God, and free us, oh God, that we may submit to you and resist, hallelujah, the devil and see the devil flee. Submit to God. Resist the devil. And see the devil flee. Love us, O God. Hallelujah. Love us, O God. Hallelujah. Love us, O God. Hallelujah. Love us. Yes, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it speaks a call to holiness. God is calling us to holiness. I'm going to just read it. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus. This is Apostle Paul. Remember just a second ago, Holy Spirit said that on the road of Damascus, that was the Lord loving on Saul into a new identity. Oh, Jesus, love us into a new identity. Love us to a new pep in our step, oh God. Love us, atabogodia, until we're no longer recalling those of yester, but we are in the now faith with you. Love us. Love us, oh God, until we're no longer holding accounts of wrongdoings. Love us, oh God, until we are patient and kind, and long suffering. Love us. And meek and humble. Love us until the walls of pride fall. May the walls of pride fall. Love us and cause the walls of pride to fall. Cause the walls of ego to fall. Cause the walls of lust to fall. Cause the walls of rebellion and that rebellious spirit to fall. Love us and cause the walls of fear to fall. Love us and cause the walls of insecurity to fall. Love us and cause the walls of selfishness to fall. Love us and cause the walls of feeling like we got to defend ourselves to fall. Love us and cause the walls of offense to fall. Love us, oh God. Love us. Hallelujah. We desire to be holy, and only you can make us holy. May we submit to the holy process that's happening with us and through us. Even if we didn't know it, we've just been made aware right now. Love us! Furthermore, then, we beseech thee, beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. We want to abound more and more, God. Us, in order for us to abound more and more, we must please you. Love us, Heavenly Father. Love us to the point of pleasing you, even at the cost of displeasing others. Yes, love us, oh God. Love us, oh God. Are giving us the strength to abstain from the things, hallelujah, that causes you displeasure. Even it causes you displeasure, but may give us like immediate or momentary pleasures of our faith. Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Even if it is gossiping, even if it is ayatabasaya. Boasting of self. Oh no, let us abstain. Hallelujah. Reba kondo urubusia. Even if it's like us just even I'ma make it happen myself. I'ma try to figure it out myself. I'ma do it myself. I'ma speak up. I'ma say it for my no. What do we need to abstain from it? Even abstain from being quick to speak. No, I'm gonna be slow to speak and quick to listen. Love us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, love us. Love us. That love looks like healing. That love looks like healing. That love looks like healing. That love looks like you providing and opening a door and making a way out of no way. That love looks like streams in desert places, rivers in wastelands and in wilderness places. Oh, that love looks like joy in the morning. Oh, that love looks like a peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, love us. Oh, that love looks like a sound mind. Lord, love us. That love looks like, you know what? I don't know, but I trust that God has it and he knows. And when he's ready, he will let me know. Whew, that love looks like peace. That love looks like liberty. Ah. That love looks like him mending and tending. Hallelujah. Reba Sandaraya. That love looks like his still small voice leading us. That love looks like him remembering us when everybody may have forgotten us. Oh, Lord. That love looks like forgiveness, him forgiving us as far as the east is from the west. Hallelujah. Resata bagandia. Hallelujah. Rebasato goriataya. Yetabasaya. Lord, as far as the east is from the west. That's what the Bible tells us. So far has he removed our transgressions from us. So if he has removed the transgressions from us as we have repented and seek his face and turned and confessed and given to him, why are we remembering that which he has removed? Why are we trying to keep hold of that which he has removed? Him removing is him loving us. And I just hear the Holy Spirit even right now, even removing some things that maybe that was not healthy or in a season not healthy and not the best in that moment. But it could have been good to us. They could have been good to us. Like, why did you remove? Because he's loving us. He's loving us in the process. We're not going to always understand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us. And teaching us how to love you with all of our heart. Yes, so all of our heart issues. How to handle our heart. How to guard our heart. We need you to teach us how to guard our heart. That it's done in a way that is light. And not burdensome. Like, we can guard our heart from a hard place. Like, oh, this happened to me, and people did this, and people did that, and you can't trust nobody, so I gotta guard my heart. No, 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 no. That speaks that the heart needs healing. That speaks that the heart needs love. The heart needs attention. My heart needs attention. Jesus, our heart needs attention. Then you teach us how to guard our heart from a supple place and from a soft place. Yes, God. Not from a broken place. My God. Thank you for teaching us in this season and in this time how to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul. Fill us up, O God. Holy Spirit, fill us up. We need more of you. Whatever is unproductive and unfruitful and unbecoming, drain it out. Wash it out. Wash it away. Wash it away. Wash it away. Even of stuff that may come up now that we think of or how we function and how we flow. Wash it away. And fill us up, oh God, with your truth, with your goodness. With words of life. Words of encouragement. Thank you, God, for teaching us how to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. Oh, let our minds be stayed on you. And then you keep us, the Bible lets us know, in perfect peace. Those whose mind is stayed on him, he keeps us in perfect peace. Keep us in perfect peace, God. That looks like, that sounds like love to me. Oh, yes, God. Even our minds. Yes. Love on us that we're taking the thoughts captive. Yes. Love on us that we are of one mind with you. On one accord with you. Like-minded with you, Christ. Hallelujah. Love the Lord God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. Oh, may we have the mind of Christ. Love on the Lord God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind. And even as Apostle Paul again is speaking to the church in Philippi, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Yes, God. Oh, Lord. In our mind space. Oh, Lord, where we're spending a lot of time in our mind. In what's occupying our mind. Oppressing our mind. Bless us, oh, God. Bless us. May we become rich in our thinking, rich in peace in our mind, rich in hope in our mind, rich in faith in our mind, rich in love in our minds. And we love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Show us and teach us how to love you with all of our strength. Give strength, O God, to those who need strength. Give strength, O God, to those who of us who are weakened. Give strength, O God. Give strength. Where there is stress, remove and give strength. We thank you, God, for moving on our behalf, supplying our every need according to your riches and glory, opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing that we do not have room enough to receive. In Jesus' name, we pray. We thank you. That's love in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you. keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. In the Hebrew tongue, Yaverekeka Adonai Vishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai Panavalacha Bikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasem Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.